I do profess faith in God, the Father, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, and in the Holy Ghost, blessed forevermore. What about the Pennsylvania's constitutional requirements for men to serve we the people in the state of Pennsylvania? I do believe in one God, the creator and governor of the universe, the rewarder of the good and the punisher of the wicked. Massachusetts' constitution is along the same lines. In the state of North Carolina, it states, "No person who shall deny the being of God or the truth of the Christian religion or the divine authority, whether of the Old or New Testaments, or who shall hold religious principles incompatible with the freedom and safety of the state, shall be capable of holding any office or place of trust or profit in the civil departments within the state." As a matter of fact, in 1892, the Supreme Court noted that each of the 44 states then in the Union had some type of God-centered declaration in its constitution. Well, where did they derive this from? They derived it from the Declaration of Independence, where we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights. We derive not our rights, friends, from the generosity of the state. No, on the contrary, we receive them from the hand of God. Case in point, a biblical view of government is that state is divinely ordained, the state's authority is limited, it leads to patriotism, and it results in a republic, read Article 4, Section 4 of the United States Constitution, because it's all based on creation, Exodus 18:21. But if you have a pagan view of government, then you believe that the state is divine, that the state's authority is unlimited, and it leads to state worship, which results in tyranny, which you're seeing today. And why is that? Because it's based on an evolutionary view, an un-American view of what government is. It tells us in the Declaration of Independence that they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights. So now you can understand why one of the signers, Thomas Jefferson, who became the third president of the United States, rightly stated that the Bible is the cornerstone of liberty. And it also makes sense as to why President Andrew Jackson, the seventh president of the United States of America, said that the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. Here, let me explain. According to the Declaration of Independence, the rights of the people come from God, and the powers of the government come from the people. So unless you grasp this basic order of things, you'll have a hard time understanding the Constitution. But going back to the fact that we derive our rights from our Creator, let's go back to the state constitutions just to prove the point. We, the people of the state of Alabama, invoking the favor and guidance of Almighty God, we, the people of Alaska, grateful to God and to those who founded our nation and pioneered this great land. We, the people of the state of Arizona, grateful to Almighty God for our liberties, do ordain this Constitution. We, the people of the state of Arkansas, grateful to Almighty God for the privilege of choosing our own form of government. We, the people of the state of California, grateful to Almighty God for our freedoms. We, the people of Colorado, with profound reverence for the supreme ruler of the universe. The people of Connecticut, acknowledging with gratitude the good providence of God in permitting them to enjoy. We, the people of the state of Florida, grateful to Almighty God for our constitutional liberty. We, the people of Georgia, relying upon protection and guidance of Almighty God, do ordain and establish this Constitution. We, the people of Hawaii, grateful for divine guidance, establish this Constitution. We, the people of the state of Idaho, grateful to Almighty God for our freedom to secure its blessings. We, the people of the state of Illinois, grateful to Almighty God for the civil, political, and religious liberty which hath so long permitted us to enjoy, and looking to Him for a blessing on our endeavors. We, the people of the state of Indiana, grateful to Almighty God for the free exercise of the right to choose our form of government. We, the people of the state of Iowa, grateful to the Supreme Being for the blessings hitherto enjoyed, and feeling our dependency upon Him for a continuation of these blessings, establish this Constitution. We, the people of Kansas, grateful to Almighty God for our civil and religious privileges, establish this Constitution. We, the people of the state of Louisiana...
Here we go.
Roger Sherman, a signer of the Declaration of Independence, signer of the Constitution, stated, "I believe that there is only one living and true God, existing in three persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, that the scriptures of the Old and New Testaments are revelation from God, that God did send his own Son to become a man, die in the room and stead of sinners, and thus to lay a foundation for the offer of pardon and salvation to all mankind, so all may be saved who are willing to accept the gospel offer." Roger also stated that sad will be the day when the American people forget their traditions and their history and no longer remember that the country that they love, the institutions they cherish, and the freedom that they hope to preserve were born from the throes of armed resistance to tyranny and nursed in the rugged arms of fearless men.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
That's about it. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. I got to tell you something, folks. Social media numbers right now, I've never seen them like that before. Terrible. Never seen them like that. We're talking about the hypocrisy stinks to high heaven. I know people still don't quite get this, but I just want to show you something here. Yesterday, I'd highlighted the fact that none other than Mylakowski, not Netanyahu, who is not Jewish, who's from Poland, who claims to be something that he is not, he said, as he snatches a journalist's iPhone and brags, now does this sound like the chosen of God, and brags that modern-day Rothschild Israel can hack U.S. critics and destroy their reputations. Boy, that sounds like a totalitarian system of government. That doesn't sound like a man of God. I mean, vengeance belongeth me, saith the Lord. And if you're the chosen of God, you don't have to walk around threatening people like that. I mean, that's the arm of the flesh. Well, that's who they are. I mean, that is the synagogue of Satan, right? I want you to check this out because, again, I'm going to piggyback that with this. Listen carefully, friends. Listen carefully.
Say anything because it's this.
This is him saying it.
This is yours, right?
Mm-hmm. Speaking of
you're not immune either because you can penetrate this machine. You can penetrate this little instrument and you can say about Major Garrett, anything you want, and I can paint you as a monster.
And if I say it often, and Mylakowski said, quote, "I can paint you as a monster." In other words, if you don't align yourself with what you say or we say you can say and what it is that you can't say, if you go outside of our scope, our narrative, and what it is that you're allowed to say and what you're not allowed to say, I can paint you as a monster. Isn't that interesting? Now, that's subversive to God's moral law. That is not aligned with God's moral law. That's subversive to God's moral law. Okay, and this is who, in fact, is censoring people all across the world right now. And in some countries like Poland, if they dare censor their people, they are fined large, large sums of money in doing so. But I guess in the freest nation in the world, I guess according to the mindset of the dummy down in this country, that it's okay for them to go ahead and censor free speech, not understanding an iota of what the First Amendment is all about. about. No, no, no. They don't have a right to be subversive. Okay, liberty is the right to do what the law permits. As long as we're lawful and we're upholding the law, listen to me, people. That is the definition of what a patriot is uphold dying laws. We all call ourselves patriots. We know who the enemies are, friends, and they're trying to paint those patriots as the enemies and those that dare speak out against their subversive ways. And Americans are allowing it to happen. That is insane, isn't it? Let's listen to some more of Mylakowski.
Enough people will believe it.
And he said, I want you to hear that again, because he just said what we all know they're saying, because everybody sees it, everybody hears it on a daily basis. He basically said, we can, if you speak out against us, he said, we can paint you as a monster. Listen to what he says after that.
This little instrument, and you can say about Major Garrett anything you want, and I can paint you as a monster. And if I say it often enough, enough people will believe it.
And if I say it often enough, people will believe it. Man, you would think that's Adolf Hitler. The one that said, if I repeat a lie often enough, people will sooner or later believe it. Whoa, that almost sounds like that and those that were responsible for setting the narrative back in the 1920s and 30s. Wait a second. Maybe it is. Remember how I highlighted over the last couple days, friends, modern history? There's nothing so false as modern history. I wonder if we're not hating the wrong people and loving the wrong people. And it reminds me of something that Malcolm X, who I believed was getting to the point where he was coming to the life during the end of his life. He was the one that said, if we're not careful, we're going to have the newspapers having us hating the oppressed and loving the oppressors. Isn't that where we're at today? Oh, it's exactly where we're at today. Let's see what Mylakowski has to say furthermore after the last point.
Iran will be capable of producing alone, without importing anything, nuclear bombs within 3 to 5 years.
The deadline for
attaining. It's amazing how this guy has been allowed to forecast everything that's come out to play, because they have with their hand made it happen after they forecasted it, friends. It's called foretelling, okay? And it's not godly, it's demonic is what it is.
This goal is getting extremely close. Iran and Libya are racing to develop nuclear weapons.
Yep. Iran is gearing up to have.
He's just casting into the minds of the people, those that they're going to attack next, in hopes that you'll believe that he paints in your mind who the next monsters are going to be. And the problem is the people haven't figured out, as he's painting in the minds of the people who he wants you to believe is the monster, if you would just consider the source, you would see the monster. It's that simple.
Have to produce 25 bombs, atomic bombs a year, 250 bombs in a decade.
By next spring, at most, by next summer, at current enrichment rates.
If you want to know who the devil is, friends, here's one of them right here.
So dangerous. Weeks away from having the fissile material for an entire arsenal of nuclear bombs.
Iran to produce an arsenal of nuclear
2018.
Weapons. 2018. The wherewithal, the stored up preserved knowledge to make a bomb very quickly if they wanted to do it.
Iran could produce a nuclear weapon in a very short time.
Same thing they did to Iraq.
Within a few months.
Any other country they attack, friends, they cast it into your mind that these are the monsters. And he just told you, if I want to, you speak out against us, I can paint in their minds that you're a monster. And he said, if I keep saying it, they'll believe it. You thought, or you have been led to believe, that that's a quote by Adolf Hitler. It's actually Netanyahu, Mylakowski. And just consider Netanyahu, that's not his name. It's a false alias trying to sell to you that he's Jewish, but in fact, he's a Zionist who's from Poland. Again, Americans, I'm showing you the fruit. That's how Jesus told us to judge these people. Here's the fruit. He's a liar, and he lies to you all the time. And again, here's the fruit. Isn't it amazing how he's forecasting all these countries that he wants to raise up your sons to go take out, only to find out after the fact we've been lied to again. Prevention is better than cure. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Alan Keyes. I'm glad to have an opportunity to talk to you for a moment about my friend Bradley Dean. He's making a great contribution to, I think, the vital work, not only of helping to wake people up to the importance of our faith, but especially spreading that word to the younger generations who are desperately in need of it. Help him do his work and spread it further.
BBSRadio.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Henry Knox, Revolutionary War General and Secretary of War, he said, "First, I think it proper to express my unshaken opinion of the immorality of my soul or mind, and to dedicate and devote the same to the supreme head of the universe, to that great and tremendous Jehovah, who created the universal frame of nature, worlds, and systems, and number infinite. To this awfully sublime being do I resign my spirit with unlimited confidence of his mercy and protection." Some say, well, who's Henry Knox? Well, Henry Knox famously referred to the cannons that he transported from Fort Ticonderoga to Boston in the winter of 1775 to 1776 as his noble train of artillery. Henry actually transported 59 artillery pieces, roughly 60 tons of cannons and mortars, 300 miles from Fort Ticonderoga to Boston to break the British siege. The reason for all this? Henry said, "We are fighting for our country, for our posterity. On the success of this campaign, the happiness or misery of millions may depend." Okay, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Just covering some information that the mainstream media does not want to cover. Because they work for guys like Mylakowski, the CIA, the Mossad, the M15. Come on! Let's quit kidding ourselves, people. Matter of fact, I have at the end of the interview that you just heard, one lady says, "We got to brainwash all the time." And she said, "If we're not telling people or brainwashing the people all the time, we have to play the victims." Did you hear me? Boy, that sounds familiar, doesn't it? Hold the spear, not the shield, but tell the people that you have the shield when in fact you're the one perpetrating the crime with the spear. Now, I know that's difficult for people to read, but if you would just stop and think for a moment, it's really not that difficult. They love to attack the American people. Listen, I'm in your backyard. You're my problem right now. You're my people. Let me put it that way. And I'm the one that's called to go to you, shake the tree, and wake up the dead church. To wake up the dead that are that profess to be in the 81% ratio of being Christians. Well, what I'm doing is shaking things up to see which ones are the real deal and which ones are not. And if you look in Ephesians 5, what does it say? It says, "Awake, you sleepers, arise, and Christ shall give you light." And so here we are. But what comes before that in 5:11 is nothing but reproving the works of darkness that proceeds what I just highlighted concerning scripture, friends. So keeping it line upon line, precept upon precept. I think I highlighted this during the end of the show last night, but Zionists are staging, listen carefully, the Zionists, those that are claiming to be what they are not, staging fake anti-Semitic attacks, and they're declaring that it happens so often that it's unreasonable to treat each instance as an isolated individual event. This is a coordinated tactic. Someone compiled a 35-minute video of news reports about these staged anti-Semitic attacks. Now, I did a whole hour and a half documentary, and it took me months to put it together for you, friends. You're going to watch 5 minutes of it, and you're going to say, oh, my goodness. You don't need to go through all this, that, and the other thing, though you should study, go deeper. But the information that I unveil right at the first 5 minutes, the offset of the video, you've already got it down. It's like, whoa, wait a second. And these are the ones that are claiming to be the children of God. Exactly. Here, let me read something to you so you can listen carefully and make distinction for yourself as to what the Lord, who does not lie, he's not a man that he should lie. There's no darkness in him. And again, I speak as a man, and that's obvious when it comes to who we're talking about, that he is a holy and a just God. Matter of fact, Psalm 97 says that his very habitation is righteousness and judgment. It tells us that a fire goes before him and burns up his enemies round about him. Talks about in Psalm 97, verse 10, it says, you that love the Lord, hate evil and love that which is good. And then when you take that over to the New Testament, 2 Thessalonians, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God, and obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. Period, right? Well, that's the fulfilling in the new of the old, and that's how it works. The New Testament is the fulfilling of the Old Testament. Now, I want you to listen to this really quick, okay? We listen to the bad guys talk all day long about what they're going to do to their opposition. I want you to listen to me, bad guys, and I'm just going to make quick work of it, okay? All politics, listen carefully, this is your warning, all politics aimed at Christians, real ones, anointed, the anointed of the Lord, ends in self-destruction. It ends in self-destruction. Man, I mean, if you don't want to believe me, bad guys, just ask Bonaparte. Some people loved him. Some people said he was a good man. Some said he was a tyrant. He's the one that said, listen to me, bad guys, the Bible is no mere book. It's a living power that conquers all that oppose it. See, isn't it interesting that you have to lie to push your agenda forward? And what I do to maintain my position is to tell the truth. You have to remember your lies, the truth I don't need to remember, though I do, because the Holy Ghost quickens me to it. And furthermore, when a lie is told, like going back to Augustine again, he was correct when he said, the truth is like a lion. You do not have to defend it. He said, just let it loose. It will defend itself. Anybody getting that anointing with me, church? Amen, because that's Isaiah 10:27, and that anointing breaks the yoke of bondage. Now, going back to the point concerning guys like this, concerning the bad guys that think that they have an upper hand in life, not realizing that all men are in the hand of the Lord for his purposes, because again, the Lord is sovereign. When you read 2 Corinthians 11, 14, and 15, everybody knows the current administration is filled 93% of Zionists. They're controlled by Zionist money, which is your money. They stole from your coffers. They circumvented it. And what they did is now they're using against us through the something called AIPAC. Okay? Just, again, want to make clear you all understand that. But what do? They put up Netanyahu he's the good guy. You do know they lost the narrative a long time ago, right? You do realize they lost the narrative a long time ago, because people worldwide have considered this man in several countries a war criminal. Now they're doing that with Trump, by the way. But I want you to see how Satan operates. Listen carefully. And no marvel, for Satan, the deluder, the one that deceives the nation, the one where Jesus said there is no truth in him, Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. How does he come about? As an angel of light. Therefore, it tells us in verse 15, 2 Corinthians 11, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness. That's what they tell us. But look it, the Lord comes in by this. The Holy Ghost sets the record straight and says, this is how you now know who they are, whose end shall be according to their works. I know people in the American version of Christianity think that that's a curse word, works, but I want to tell you, faith without works is dead. You know not the scriptures and you know not the Lord, because the Lord is glorified by your works, Matthew 5:16. And who brings forth those works? Those that are justified. They're justified to bring forth the good works. They don't do the good works to get justified. They do the works because they are justified. So let's get that straight. Just wanted to make clear we're all on the same page here, okay? Let's go to the next point here. And I want to go back to this because yesterday I'd highlighted the fact that we played a piece of a young man that went to a citywide hearing and started calling out who was behind the whole plandemic. And they just, every single one of them happened to be Zionists. What a coincidence, right? Oh, look at the irony. No, it's all pre-planned nonsense, and you know it. Read Isaiah 28, verse 18. I want to play this video for you just to show you, and I don't know where this guy's getting his statistics, but I know that the numbers are much higher. But what he brings forward is that 56% of the American people now believe that the COVID shot caused mass deaths. Okay, how could it be otherwise when 56% of the people, and I have higher statistics than that, that show you that many people died from across the country? I don't know that there's a family in America that hasn't lost someone in their family or close to their family from these mRNA shots. Okay, I want to go ahead and play this piece for you, and here we go.
Now it's over 56% of Americans believe that the COVID vaccines cause mass deaths. So the whole public is waking up now. It cannot be stopped. The science keeps coming out. Every single week, there's a new study that's more and more shocking. 2 days ago, a study came out finding vaccine components, spike protein, and mRNA in placentas of vaccinated pregnant women.
Of course.
You can't make this stuff up. So now it has transgenerational effects. It's impacting future generations. So again, this is very serious, and it's going to keep coming out. This information won't stop. You know, we have experienced mass casualties, mass deaths, millions of deaths, injuries, and disabilities in the United States alone from the COVID-19 vaccines. And they're still being given to six-month-olds. And so it's absolutely madness, but it's going to come to an end sooner or later.
Okay, so it's going to come to an end sooner or later. Let me tell you what's going to come to an end sooner or later. The people that don't wake up and that keep giving themselves over to these genocidal maniacs, or the people are going to rise up and hold every single one of them accountable for their genocidal murder, because that's exactly what it is. That's exactly what it is. And I'll tell you what we need more of is young men like Dr. Nicholas Hushler here, who's calling it out for the way that it is, like a Dr. Tenpenny, and the list goes on. Folks, we're talking about the pharmaceutical people, along with federal and state governments, colluding together to murder its own citizens. Do I need to say more than that? We'll be right back.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So, don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi there, I'm Ken Crow, conservativedailybriefing.com. I just want to tell you, I have listened to some of the greatest speakers in American history. I have never in my life heard a more powerful message from a more patriotic person. Bradley Dean is the epitome of liberty, freedom, and patriotism. If you feel like you need a shot of good old-fashioned patriotism today, get out and hear Bradley Dean. You won't hear a better speaker.
The second commandment in Exodus 20 tells us to beware of creating a god in our own image. A god, for example, all mercy, no justice, all love, no wrath, all grace, no judgment, all accepting, no rejecting, all heaven, no hell. Folks, this is not the God of the Bible. I speak to the Christians, food for thought. If you don't experience persecution, it may be because the world can't tell whose side you're on. The TV is my shepherd, I shall not want. It makes me to lie down on the sofa. It leads me away from the faith, and it destroys my soul. It leads me in the paths of sex and violence for the sponsor's sake. Yeah, though I walk in the shadow of Christian responsibilities, there will be no interruptions, for the TV is with me. It's cable and it's remote control. They comfort me. It prepares a commercial before me in the presence of my worldliness. It anoints my head with humanism and consumerism. My coveting runneth over. Surely laziness and ignorance shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of watching TV forever. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Yeah. Hey, folks, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ here. We got Henry calling in from Arkansas. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, my friend. What is it that you would like to bring to all of our ears today?
Well, I'd like to tell you this. Everything Bradley's been telling you guys about the corrupt state of Israel, our government selling us out, and who's doing all this stuff to us? I mean, here we come with another, a virus? They got it on a ship offshore somewhere?
Yeah.
I mean, come on, Bradley.
Yeah, just
let me tell you people this. The only way you can get a virus is when your corrupt government injects you with it.
Amen. Amen. That's exactly
right.
It is. It is. And again, it's one of those, the art of radio and the art of doing what we do here, and I'm talking about both myself and Tim, is telling the same thing to the people a different way. And I don't know why that is, but it's just the truth of the matter. And I wanted to highlight something while I have you on the radio with me here, Henry, because it was interesting the timing of that hantavirus right? Came out simultaneously, and I have it up on the screen right now from MRC. Did you know that the mainstream networks, they buried Disney's ABC cruise scandal? They began to push the virus story simultaneously to get your eyes off of all of those said employees that were working on the Disney ship that were a part of a pedophile ring.
Yep.
And that's what was going on.
I've been telling everybody forever, our corrupt government's full of freaking child molesters and pedophiles and sodomites.
There's no other reason, there's no other explanation for the way that they act, is there, Henry?
No, there's not.
Yeah, I get you're breaking up. Yeah, I don't know. I think Henry's phone. Sorry about that, Henry. You're breaking up pretty bad. He gets about as worked up as I do, and it's really good to see that, right? As they say, those that have been born in the fire, they don't settle for the smoke. Apparently, that's where Henry was born as well. You know, the Bible says in Hebrews 1:7, it says that we're called to be ministers of the flames of fire. And I'll tell you what, I just appreciate it when I hear other people that carry that fire, because there's very far and few between that actually do that. I want to cover one more thing, and then we're just going to kind of methodically, we're just going to go line upon line, precept upon precept, just showing you the hypocrisies that stink to high heaven, not only from those that are in politics, but also those that are behind the cameras, because they're handpicked as well, friends, just like the rest of the scoundrels are, and that's why they're appointed, is to demoralize the American people. Does anybody think it's kind of odd? And I trust this Nancy Mace as far as I can throw her. And they're putting her up as another one that's out there fighting for the people and fighting for the children and calling for, you know, the death sentence concerning those that prey on the children. You know, isn't it interesting? She's talking about the peasants. She's not talking about those within the halls of government. Did you hear what I said? She's talking about us peasants. Rightfully so, because the law applies to all of us. But I think Nancy needs to understand we're not as stupid as Nancy wants us to be. And what am I talking about? How is it that she's out there talking about the crimes being committed against the children from people across the United States, but she's not highlighting from where it's coming from? And what am I talking about? Whatever starts at the top goes to the bottom. Where do you think this is coming from? Oh, let me stop. Did you know that all the way up until 1968 that all the movies that were released on the population in this country were first vetted by the church? Did you know that? Did you know that Hollywood, did you know that it used to be called Hollywood Land? And all of that land, in which is now Hollywood, did you know that that was given away free to churches to start up their own parishes? I just, again, want to give you a little background. And it shows you that the American people, namely the professors within the walls of the church, have dropped the ball, and now it's been given over to the enemy. Did you also know that in 1968, the new guards, or should I call them gatekeepers, it went from the church doing their job to them being derelict of duty, forfeiting what it was that they were commanded to do by the Lord, only to give it up to a bunch of secularists. So it went from thou shalt not, and what wasn't permitted in a movie, to go ahead, do what thou will, do whatever you want to do, which is just happens to be the first scripture in the Satanic Bible, which means do the opposite of the commands of the Lord. How foolish can one be? Oh, but they're foolish people. They're living their eternity in this temporal, and what they've done is they've sold their souls because they think that some reason or another they're going to get everything the devil gives to them, because that's what he said in Matthew 4, on a temporary basis, only to lose their souls forever. Forever. What is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? Say it again, Bradley. What is it for a man to gain the whole world and lose his own soul? I needed to say that. Somebody needed to hear that. Now, let me say this. Did you know that in 1968, the United States of America removed the law to stop pornography? So what they've done, friends, is they've taken gas and they've thrown it on to the fire of man's fallen carnal nature. So to suggest that what we're seeing today, and I'm talking about even what's going on in my backyard, because I'm in this with you, my friends. You are my radio family. I love you with my actions. And that's what I do every day, 1 John 3:18. And that's why I'm telling you this. But even the local sheriff where the studios are, he tells me that it is overwhelming concerning the crimes being committed against children in a conservative county. How could it be otherwise? Now it's in everybody's house. Do you understand? This is purposed. And you know what I always revert to? And it comes from Samuel Adams. In a nutshell, I've coined it. They want to demoralize you because they want to control you. So when we look at all the crimes now being committed against children, committed against women, and also committed against men, let's not forget that in the equation. Do understand that you've allowed the government, your said representatives, to normalize the crime only to create a bureaucracy to throw the offenders in prison concerning their $64 billion system of indulgence. It's not a system of justice, friends. It's a system of indulgence. Jesus told us to stay away from it and to beware of it in Mark 7. Man didn't listen. We didn't hold to his statutes. And now look what we're doing. Let me go over to Nancy Mace. I want you to see this because this is just kind of odd that Nancy, during this particular time, that the current administration's being called out over and over and over and over and over again for pedophilia, because that's how they're controlled. Oh, just hang on a second. I'll highlight something here in a moment. But I want you to listen to this because it's important that you do. This is Nancy Mace selling herself to the people as another hero and a fighter of our God-given rights. Okay, I need to go ahead and pull this back again. Facebook has been doing something different, friends, and I want you to listen to this. I'm just going to pull it up right away.
1,900 images of toddlers as young as three being assaulted by animals. Do you want to know how many days he served in jail? Anybody want to guess? One day in jail.
So she's highlighting an individual that was found. His name was Donald Gresh. He was found in possession of nearly 1,900 images of toddlers being sexually abused, and he only served one day in jail. Well, I suspect that the judge was a part of it, because the judge all the while knows that if he'd actually thrown him in the population, in prison population, he would have lasted probably for one day, if that, because they would have got to him there. Isn't that interesting, friends, that incarcerated, they bring forth the justice that God commands, but the judges, they slap them on their hands? Do you not see something wrong with this? Do you see why they're losing credibility, friends? Again, it reverts back to, do you see why people are taking justice into their own hands? Because they're sick and tired of the injustice. But let me go back to my point. Why all of a sudden is Nancy talking about one of us peasants? And I'm not talking about putting myself in a lot with a criminal like this who preys on children. Never seen it. By the grace of God, I never will. But it's interesting that she's highlighting that. What about I'm just curious. What about the 16,000 times that Donald Trump's name has been released on the Epstein files, with less than 1% being released and a majority of it redacted? Oh, and don't forget about Melania. Don't forget about Melania, friend. She's in there too. Just like the rest of all the popular people that are put in front of your face on a 24/7 basis. That's why and how they are controlled. I want to come back on the other side, and I want you to listen to this, because what's happening, friends, because of the injustice coming from the American people concerning those that have been named as pedophiles, both in federal and state governments, you're only adding more fire to this. You're only giving them a pass to do all the more what they've always done to get away with it. And what I think of, friends, is people try to figure out, why are the vile at every given turn? Because the Bible says the wicked walk on every side when the vilest of men are exalted. Who's exalting them, friends? The people's injustice. These men rise through the injustice of the people. When the Lord and the people of the Lord bring forth justice and holding to his statutes and keeping the commandments of the Lord, that's when the righteous are exalted. That's when the righteous rejoice, and not until then. But that's also a part of Scripture as a blessing and as a positive. We're going to come right back to this, and I want you to check this out. It's highly offensive. It's highly offensive. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic, without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Andrew Young, former mayor of Atlanta, said, "You don't want to think of yourself as a martyr, but if you worship in a religion, Christianity, where the symbol of that religion is a cross, you are reminded every day of your lives that the cross is not something that you just hang on the wall. It's something that comes out as a result of confrontation with evil, and that when you face that confrontation with evil, you're likely to face the possibility with a physical death. But if you don't face that confrontation with evil, you inevitably face a spiritual death."
In a world filled with compromise and those who cower from speaking the truth, listening to Bradley Dean of the Sons of Liberty is a breath of fresh air in a day and age when you are searching for someone to just tell it like it is. If you are ready to hear the unadulterated truth from the Word of God that will feed your soul, open your eyes, give you understanding, and turn your heart to the Father, if you are ready to take a stand and realize your duty before God and man to preserve the freedom so graciously bestowed upon us by God Almighty and our founding forefathers, if you're ready to set aside the counterfeit and embrace the real, then join us weekdays from 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time and Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. for an encounter that will enlighten your understanding and point you directly to Jesus Christ, the everlasting light.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I just want to make sure people are comprehending what it is that we're doing here today. Have no fellowship, none, with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them, Scripture says. For it's a shame to even speak of those things which are done of them in secret. But all things are reproved, are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever doth make manifest is light. Wherefore he saith, "Awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give you light." You know, all scripture is given by the inspiration of God for doctrine. Did you know that? For reproof. Did you know that? For correction. Did you know that? For instructions in righteousness. Did you know that? How much of that do you hear within the walls of the church in America today? Very, 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 very little. Now, let me go back to this because I want to hit a couple more topics. I was just highlighting the fact that, interesting, we have the Freedom Fighter here. Another, "Hey, folks, when you need a hero, they'll deliver him up," said none other than Albert Pike, a Mason. She's just a part of the Eastern Star. You can almost bet your bottom dollar. She's put up. She's fighting for the children, she claims. But it's interesting how she's highlighting the peasants throughout and without the walls of Washington, D.C., rather than those that are being exposed as we see the magnifying glass being placed over, namely the one that lives in the People's White House today. And there's not a word, not a word being uttered about him and his crimes. Not a word. Except from the victims that are being censored right now. Did you hear me? Except from the victims that are being censored right now. So I just want to make sure that I'm not going to be controlled. I'm not going to be dictated. We're not going to be bought off. We're going to hit the issues that the Lord commands us to hit for the sake of our good under his blessings, because we don't want to fall under his judgments, friends. Because if we fail to obey, you better understand the only other options, because again, there's no in-betweenites, is the curses of God. And that's not a good place to put yourself, because that's the place where you wish you would have when you had the time to do it, but you failed to do it. And the Lord says, no more. And you better rest assured, friends, scripturally, there is that point where we all come where the Lord says, no more. That applies to all of us. 10 out of 10 of us will die and stand before the living God and answer for what we did and for what we didn't do. Okay? So why is Nancy highlighting the crimes of this individual? How come she's not highlighting the crimes of those that are in the halls of government? Well, I want you to listen to this. And if you can watch it on social media platforms, please do. But it matters not, because I'll paint the picture for you if you're one of our affiliates. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com. This is where all of what we're seeing right now, all these crimes against children, leads, and it fuels the CPS to incentivize, the government has come in and incentivized the state to steal children. I just want to say this, and I want to say it clear, loud and clear. That's a good way to end your life. It really is. That's a good way to end your life, because you all the well know those that are given the green light to steal away children by being incentivized, you all the well know that they're not going to go door to door and take anybody's kid. No, they're not. But the dummies that will, I'm just here to tell you, that's a good way to lose your life, and it's probably going to happen pretty quick. But now in America, it's become so prevalent that they're actually wearing T-shirts bragging about the fact that they're stealing children from families. Check this out.
The states are taking children, giving them to somebody else for money that they get from the federal government. That means that all 50 states are involved in government-subsidized child trafficking. It's a ring. It is the largest and most pervasive child trafficking ring in the history of the world by sheer money and numbers.
I will share with you on the unlimited power of Child Protective Services. I served in the Georgia State Senate, and after 4 years of viewing the ruthless and unsparing actions of Child Protective Services, also called CPS, which I will use tonight.
Her name is Nancy Schaefer. Her and her husband were murdered, and they reported to me and you, friends, the public at large, that it was a murder-suicide. No, it wasn't a murder-suicide. Nancy Schaefer here was exposing CPS within her state.
I wrote a scathing report entitled The Corrupt Business of Child Protective Services. The report cost me my Senate seat. However, there are causes worth losing over, and this is one.
It was put into law in 1997 by Bill and Hillary Clinton, and I said it that way on purpose. And it is a law that literally steals money from the Social Security Fund and gives this money to the states in order to incentivize them to kidnap babies.
Okay, I just want to stop there really quick, because as I'm going through this, I'm just conveying to you what I know is true and what is not true. It's not a law. It's lawlessness. Do you know what the consequence of death, or I'm sorry, the consequence of kidnapping, 1 Timothy start in verse 7, and then also go back to the Old Testament. You know what the consequence for kidnapping is? Death. So when they say that this is a law and it gives them a right to steal money from taxpayers, Social Security, and then to give it to the states, that's theft. The Lord did not give us a right to transgress his law, 1 John 3:4. That is defined as sin. So I just want to make clear, you all understand, when they call it law because they want to basically, again, beguile the people into believing that they have the right to do that. Now, let me put it this way. Did anybody give the said representatives in the federal or state government? And remember, federal government is a creation of the states. The federal government is to be the tail of the states, not the states the tail of the federal government. And so when I'm saying that, they're trying to be all powerful over the states, but the only way that they've done that is they created something called the IRS, where they pull the purse strings on the states. Now it's completely backwards, friends. Completely backwards. But again, I want you to contemplate what I'm saying here. Did you give them delegated authority to go ahead and steal money from you and your Social Security account to give to the states to steal away your own children, your own grandchildren? They want you to believe that's a law. No, that's lawlessness. You, the law, Americans, we, the people, are to rise up at that point and lawfully hold them accountable. And we have provisions once again. The reason I keep making reference to provision, friends, is because the enemy likes to put motivation behind what you're saying. I'm here to tell you I will do everything lawfully under heaven by his grace, period. Okay? And when they begin to steal away children, I am going to obey God's law in the face of their unlaw. They can call it whatever they want to call it, but you know as well as they do, they have no right given to them by God or through delegation from the people to steal their own money and to steal away their own children, to take them away from you, kidnap them, and to give them away to somebody else. You just heard. This is the government's partaking in child trafficking. It's exactly what it is, and it's exactly where it's coming from.
This is not to say that there are not those children in wretched situations who need to be removed. There are, and we all agree. But tonight, I'm talking about those children removed from their homes intentionally for profit. Children are seized unnecessarily from their families due to the federal aid created in 1974 entitled the Adoption and Safe Families Act.
The adoption in this, notice how they always label their criminalities. Did you hear what she said? The Safe Family Act. I want to say this again on top of exposing the lie that this is not a law. Do you realize, people, the state has no children? Did you hear what I said? Do you realize the state has no children?
Financial incentives to the states that increase adoption numbers. To receive the adoption incentives or bonuses, local CPS must have more children. They must have more merchandise to sell. Funding is available when a child is placed in a foster home with strangers or placed in a mental health facility and medicated, usually against the parents' wishes.
So they're working with the pharmaceutical
companies. Every child,
companies.
Once you've added it all up, is worth approximately $1 million to the state. But we've been told that this is a $60 to $80 billion a year industry.
That's your said representative government, friends. I don't know what else to say to you to move you to action. And I'm not talking about, again, unlawful action, but to lawful action. John, it's all yours, my friend. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Yeah, brother. There was a lady that was a teacher back in the day, and she, in 1937, was a teacher. And when the Social Security thing came in, she paid into that fund until 1940, which was 3 years.
Yep.
And she contributed to that Social Security $4 and some odd cents within that 3 years. She died in her 90s in 1975, and she had taken checks from the federal government for about $27,000 to $28,000. So if you get in early on a Ponzi scheme,
yeah,
you get your due.
Yep. Good
but,
point.
I just wanted to say this, Bradley. I have become all things to all people, so that some might be saved, and that's what your mission is
with all these people that you talk to.
Amen. Amen. 1 Corinthians 9:27. I totally appreciate you, John. I really do. By the way, John, I don't know if you want to say this on air or not, but we are going to be in Florida in June. So if you're able to come, and I think we're going to be mid-state during that particular time, if you're able to come, I would love to meet you, my friend.
I thank you so much for the invitation, Bradley. I will try to do something.
That sounds good. Totally appreciate the call. Folks, love you by what we do, 1 John 3:18, and we will talk to you, well, tomorrow from 1 to 3, and then Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time.